It's Thursday, August 3, 2023.
Climate change shifted the heat.
Man-made climate change made record hot July three times more likely, new study finds.
That can lead to over 2 billion hours of labor lost per year just in the United States.
Extreme heat is also extremely costly for business. Plus,
customers are facing another rate increase. It's the third this year.
America's first new nuclear reactor in years finally starts operations in Georgia with higher costs for ratepayers.
All of those stories and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
A new reactor at a new nuclear power plant in Georgia is now producing energy that could soon be used to power your home. It's an exciting step.
Not the words that I would use to describe it. This is your Green News Report.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Okay, Desi Doyen, as delighted as I am about a new nuclear reactor in Georgia, I guess we have to start with the nuclear reactor in the sky that is causing all kinds of problems across this earth.
Sure, we can put it that way. About 80% of humanity experienced unusually hot temperatures during July. That was the hottest month in recorded history. And human-caused climate change was responsible for most of it. That's according to a new study by nonprofit data firm Climate Central. The researchers say more than 6.5 billion people experienced climate change intensity extreme heat in July 2023, and man-made global warming made those extreme temperatures at least three times more likely.
And they are still experiencing that heat right now.
Indeed. Even though it is winter in the southern hemisphere, parts of Chile hit a record 102 degrees this week.
102 degrees Fahrenheit in winter?
Yes. Beijing became the newest area deluged by record-breaking rainfall, the remnants of Super Typhoon Doksuri, one of the most intense storms ever to hit China, dumped nearly 2.5 feet of rain over 5 days in the Beijing region, an all-time high in at least 140 years of record-keeping. That triggered catastrophic flooding, crippling the city, killing at least 21 people, with dozens still missing. Climate scientists say global warming is turbocharging extreme rains around the world because a warmer atmosphere holds more moisture. Extreme weather is extremely expensive. According to a new assessment by global reinsurance giant Munich Re, in just the first half of 2023, globally, disasters of all kinds caused more than $110 billion in economic losses. But the U.S. alone makes up more than a third of those disaster losses this year so far. A different study finds that the prolonged extreme heat has hit small business owners exceptionally hard. According to a new report by the small business payroll company Homebase, the heat forced many small businesses to close early in July due to fewer customers and to protect employees. That reduced paid working hours for employees. The company warned that extended dangerous temperatures may reshape consumer behavior.
Wow, that would be something that a political party that cares about small businesses would want to take action and do something about, right?
We can now add oil refineries to the list of fossil fuel infrastructure struggling amid record-shattering heat. Refineries in Texas and Louisiana have been forced to cut back operations as a safety measure because they're not designed to operate above 95 degrees. That has helped spike gas prices around the world. They've reached their highest levels this year so far in the United States.
So fossil fuels increase the heat. That shuts down the refineries, which raises the profits for the fossil fuel companies.
Pretty neat, huh?
Sweet deal.
In other news, the Biden administration held an oil lease auction, as required by law, this time in Nevada, but nobody came. Zero oil companies bid in the Bureau of Land Management's lease sale. The bust underscored calls from conservationists to focus on abundant renewable energy in the state and phase out oil production. Finally, electric utility Georgia Power began commercial operation at one of two large new nuclear reactors at the Vogtle plant this week after years of delays, design and construction missteps, and massive cost overruns. The first newly built U.S. reactor to come online in decades, it was supposed to be up and running in 2016. But the cost of the reactors has more than doubled to more than $30 billion. While the new reactor will generate zero emissions electricity for an estimated 500,000 homes and businesses, Georgia Power has asked for the third rate increase in a year on customers to pay for the cost overruns of Plant Vogtle.
So, more dangerous and more expensive.
Yeah.
The plan is sound. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks, Mastodons, and website formerly known as Twitter at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Are you ready for that great atomic power? Will you rise and meet your savior in the air? Will you shout or will you cry when that fire is on high? Are you ready for that great atomic power? Do you fear this man's invention that they call atomic power? We're all in great...